Difference in the fourth quarter?
I mean, we had our chance. I think we definitely settled for the outside shot a little bit too much tonight. Didn't get into the paint. And then they did a great job of capitalizing off our mistakes.
Ron Lue said at halftime the threes were open threes, at least. Did you feel that way over the course of the game? You said settled, but could there have been more that you could have done?
Well, there's a fine line. I think in the first half, yeah, we had great looks. But you have to, you know, sometimes recognize that it's not going down and just try to get into the paint a little bit more, try to create some opportunities where you get at the rim.
Well, this was the second time. The first time was in Memphis where the key guy was out last minute. Something similar here in Utah. You feel like you guys prepared and came in with the knowing that?
I mean, it doesn't matter who's in or out. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all NBA players, so we don't take anybody for granted. I just think, you know, tonight they got the best of us.
Like there's some defensive breakdowns earlier in the third quarter. What exactly was happening?
I got to look at the film. I do know we had some breakdowns defensively, and we got some room for improvement on that side still. But I would have to look at the film and see exactly where were the breakdowns happening.
You looked at a step back after all the things that, you know, good feeling from yesterday.
Nah, I don't look at it as a step back. You know, I've always said at the end of the day, we still got room to improve, and this is just another example of it. But I don't think it's a step backwards. We still have another opportunity to get better in our next game.
Rodney Hood with a big night in Gordon Hayward's absence in the modern NBA. What does it mean for a team to have two guys like that? I think we pick up the slack for each other.
A lot of teams have that in our league. And, you know, I mean, that's the rule in the league. If someone's down, someone has to pick them up, and he did that tonight.
Well, with Kyrie, the shot was off.
Well, we want him to be aggressive, for sure. We want him to read and react, and however he's feeling, we want him to be aggressive and take his shot when he has it. He had a lot of great looks tonight. I know he doesn't like his performance, and he'd be better.
We won't see you again before this happens, but two of your schools, your Nike schools, are going to play each other tomorrow night, Akron, Ohio State. Can you take a side in that?
I'm torn. Being a huge supporter of Ohio State, but I'm also a big supporter of my old high school coach and Keith Danbrody. I mean, he helped shape me to who I am today as a basketball player. So, and it's where I'm from. So, I'm going with the Zips for sure.
Channing, he's only been around a couple weeks now, and he seems like a pretty easygoing guy in the locker room. Did you see a different side of him, the way you respond to Lyle?
I loved it. First of all, his first tee, I didn't think it was warranted. And I told the ref that, I mean, this guy's probably has a handful of tees in his whole career. He just voices the pain. He said that's the goal tee, and that's all he said. Didn't disrespect the ref at all, and he was – you know, so that allowed him to get kicked out because he got that first tee. But he's a veteran, and he's not going to let, you know, not against Trey, but anybody. You know, it's nothing personal against Trey. It's just about the game and, you know, being able to stick up for himself, and he did that. But I love that side.
How do you sum up the run trip?
We would love to get this one tonight. It would have been the icing on the cake. But, we play some good basketball, and we look forward to going back home.
Lou said the reason he didn't rest some guys came out today was because he wanted to try to get this.
Yeah.
Were you, was that your main?
Of course. You get a road trip like this where you play some really good caliber teams and you get an opportunity to go 4-0 on a road trip late in the season. You want to try to capitalize on that, but we didn't. So we settled with the 3-1 record.
What impressed you tonight about the Utah Jazz?
They just execute very well. They're well coached.
How different do you think the execution is with the acquisition of Chevin Mack?
I don't think it doesn't matter much. He's a really good player. I definitely like him as a personal player. But they're going to execute no matter who's in the lineup. You know, that's just who they are. And, like I said, I think Coach is doing a great job of putting those guys in the right position.